Stacking Bar Charts to Break Down Budgets by Sarah Vison, published on September 22, 2023, Colorado Virtual Library and Library Research Service blog. Happy fall to the library community. The official day of autumn is still a day away, but the air is starting to have that crisp, fresh feeling to it, so I'm celebrating early. At Library Research Service, LRS, we can also celebrate the posting of another year's worth of library data. The 2022 Public Library Annual Report, PLAR, data is now publicly available, which means data visualizations in the Public Library Blueprints will contain the latest 2022 Public Library data. The first topic we'll explore with 2022 data is a universal concern throughout the library world: funding and expenditures. In a previous Public Library Blueprints post, we explored material expenditures per capita in relation to circulation. But in this post, we'll zoom out to take a look at total expenditures per capita and the breakdown of expenditures. The Public Library Survey divides operating expenditures into three categories: materials, staffing, and other expenditures. Within materials expenditures, data is collected on expenditures for print volumes, subscriptions, e-resources, and other material expenditures. Naturally, different types and sizes of libraries are going to have different sources and levels of funding, as well as different methods for allocating funding to best meet the needs of their community. So it's logical to wonder what these differences look like. The charts below visualize total expenditures per capita and the breakdown for expenditures per capita for rural, town, suburban, and city libraries in search of an answer. Dividing expenditures by the legal service area, LSA, population of a library to calculate per capita expenditures helps account for size differences, so comparisons can be made across different types of libraries. The types of libraries we're comparing in this post, rural, town, suburban, and city, are the locale designations which come from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, IMLS, Library Search and Compare tool. Before diving into the charts below, it should be noted that there are many different ways that libraries are funded, including federal, state, and local funds. Although per-person expenditures are presented in the charts below, this does not mean that all of the money being spent was acquired through local funding. All right, now with these notes in mind, let's dive into stacked bar charts and library budgets. Continue reading this post on LRS.org and check out more posts on research in the library context from the Library Research Service. LRS's Colorado Public Library Data Users Group, DUG, mailing list provides instructions on data analysis and visualization, LRS News, and PLAR, PLAR, updates. To receive posts via email, please complete the online form.